Oh, ping. Where's that bag of... Here, excuse me. Well, hello, Audio Boom fans. All one word here. This is a boot inspired by our very good friend, Mac McColgan, on Audio Boom. We're currently at a car boot sale, selling, no less, at Picket Peace in Andover. Very strange name, that, isn't it? Picket Peace in Andover. Should we open this vent? So, yes. We've brought Dolly, and we've actually got quite a lot. I'm quite surprised at the amount of stuff we've got. Oh, don't worry about it. Quite a lot of stuff to sell. Don't worry about the wasp. He won't worry about you. Okay, that window doesn't lock, but never mind. So we had like two or three items out of the motorhome. I was quite literally putting the tables up, and I'm selling stuff already to other sellers. So I'll take a quick picture, but we've been here. I've quite literally just finished setting up. So I've been here maybe 10 minutes, and I've made about 30 quid already. It's unbelievable. Anyway, here's the noises. Excuse me, son. You got a tag down there for a quid. What was that off?
Where?
There.
Oh, it's blown off. Yeah.
Need my phone before somebody pinches it. Just need to lock that side door. Can you wind my window up, please, and deadlock the door? You've bought it?
Yes.
Oh.
I double locked it.
With the white
I'm just
lock?
Just going to put it on the bed. Yeah.
Okay, just turn, put the window up. Thank you. Oh. Right, here we go. Here's some sounds. I don't know where to put this. Kind of using every receptacle we own. Maybe you need to get me a... seat out the boot. The back box. I'll get the seats out. Take that now.
That's all the bits.
I don't think it's in that one.
No.
There's a handle on the handle you pull up.
Is that it?
Yeah. What is?
Oh, there's George Pig. I found him.
Do you want a seatbelt, Lurch?
Yeah.
Hello.
All right.
Thank you.
Not really. Thank you. Still too hot.
Well, what a day, what a day. It's quite late now. It's 10 to 10 on this Sunday, the 2nd of August 2015. I'm taking the dog out. So today we've had our first experience ever as sellers at a car boot sale, and it was quite, was it what I expected? No, I didn't, no, it's not at all. What did I expect? I expect to have sold a lot more stuff. And I think I didn't expect to not haggle as much, you know, but people asking me, you know, would I take a lower amount for something? And, you know, what did we have? Mol? What did we have for sale? Right, go on. Well, we had a lot of children's books, about 150 CDs. Lots of children's toys. Now some outdoorsy kit. Had a little stove. A couple of pan sets that have never been used, which weren't cheap. Handful of rucksacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rucksacks, going from 100 litres down to just 5 or 6 litres. Sorry about the draft. I've got my binaurals in now. Oh, the fox has just gone across the road. Foxy, foxy, Molly. Oh, the wind's picking up because it's meant to be raining. So I didn't think it'd be windy down here. That's why I picked this route. You know, we were selling things for dirt cheap. I like literally dirt cheap, and people had the cheek and audacity to ask if we'd take a lower amount. I mean, one example was, you know, I had a brand new set of pans for camping, you know, brand new. So you had two pans, a little frying pan, and one of the pans had a lid. And also a little bottle for your washing up liquid. And I think it must have cost me maybe 20 quid, and I've never used it. Never ever used it. It's brand, you could easily see it was brand spankers. And so I stuck it up for 3.50, and some woman was arguing over the price of that.
And I said, she says, would you take £2 for it? And I said, it's a pan set, it's a dinky pan set, you know, that's good for trekking. You know, it's not, you know, she wasn't being the frugal Carl Buter, that, which I'll talk about in a minute, actually. She's being pedantic. But she, you know, she's very deliberate in her actions. And I said, I'll tell you what, £2.50, okay. And she begrudgingly handed her money over. I thought, for God's sake. So anyway, as the story goes, we turned up at Pickett's Peace. I don't know, what time did we arrive? I don't know, maybe about 8:55 in the morning. They recommend that sellers turn up at 9:30 for a 10 o'clock opening to the public, to buyers. There were people there way before 8 o'clock. I think we were about, I don't know, let's think, maybe just before halfway in, there were hundreds of stalls. It's the biggest car boot I've seen outside of Black Bush Market, which sadly is no more. It's huge. And to be fair, Black Bush Market was a market. It wasn't really a car boot fair. It's like Catrick Market. You know, you've got proper stalls there that are set up. You know, they just take the goods away and the stalls are set up there all week. So it's not really car boot. But it's one of the biggest car boots I've ever seen. Quite a few people said, because it closes at 1, opens at 10, closes at 1. Quite a few people have said they never get to the end. These are the people who look around all of the stalls properly. So we turned up, and we turned up in our motorhome, which I think I may have mentioned. I'm quite glad of that, actually, because it brought quite a bit of attention. And I think, you know, with the size of it and the fact that it was a motorhome, it was a bat on the apple tree. Molly, keep out the wind. Sorry, people, this is probably really off-putting. Mol, come on, this way. And, you know, I brought two little camping tables. I say little, but, you know. So I don't know what they are, maybe 2.5 foot square tables. We had a couple of coats which we hung up on the passenger door. As soon as I did that, people are quite literally gathering around, you know, other sellers who've already set their stalls up are gathering around, poking through. You know, I've got, you know, quite literally carrying a box of CDs, and there's someone thumbing through it as I'm walking along to put it down. Unbelievable. I thought it was quite rude. Now, I have knowledge of this. A good friend of mine, a fella called Pat Chapman, not the guy who makes curries, but Pat Chapman, he goes to car boot sales at Southampton Way, maybe, and was telling me that, you know, he was going to them. He would turn up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, probably much like you, Mac. He turned up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and people are there with the torches in the back of the car, you know, as he's setting things up on his stall. Unbelievable. So quite literally, I'm pulling stuff out. I've been there 20 minutes. I made £40, which was the biggest portion of things in the day. A kiddie's bike and a couple of bigger items. I had four sun lounger chairs, And they'd seen much better days. They'd seen much better days. They went. Now, I will state for the record, my lord, that I did advertise all four chairs for a fiver. And look, if you put covers on them, which you're supposed to anyway, aren't you? Because, I mean, plastic bloody chairs in the sun aren't going to be much cop when you sit on them. They'll end up burning your legs or whatever. They went virtually straight away. We had originally, you know, intended to sell them for £3 each, and people were thumbing through them and having a look and seeing that they had scratches. I mean, just general wear and tear. I mean, those things must be 6-8 years old or more, maybe 10 years old. And Sarah says, just get rid of them. Let's just sell the four for £5. As soon as we put that sticker on, boom, they went. I was really surprised that more kids' books didn't sell, especially when we're selling like books that are in excellent condition for 20 pence, you know. And people weren't buying. I was gobsmacked. But I suppose car boots generally bring in a certain type of clientele. And one thing I will say today was, and I was actually really, really, really super surprised, was 90% of the buyers today were Polish. I'd say another 2 or 3% on top of that were non-English speakers, or speakers of English as their second language. You know, a lot of, I heard a couple of Portuguese, a handful of, like, Ghanaian, perhaps. But yeah, I was gobsmacked. You know, we only spoke to a handful of, the majority of our customers were Polish today, without a shadow of a doubt. But I was gobsmacked there was that many Polish people there. And they were very, very kind. I say this as though it sounds derogatory. Absolutely not at all. They were very kind, very well spoken, very, very polite. I was really taken aback. The thing was, I know we've had this thing about the Poles invading, he says in inverted commas, the UK, but. And taking jobs. But there were some people there today whose English was very well rounded, let's say. I was sat there, sunburnt. The sun was behind us, so I was sitting in the shadow. Oh, can you hear the owl? What the hell that noise is. Oh, it's very windy now. Excuse me, everybody. It's a really warm wind. It's nice. Hear it? It's maybe got young with it. I hear it quite often here, right where I am now. That's really close. I think it's looking at me. Because I often see it fly, or whether it's the male or the female, I often see it fly across the road in the space where I am now. So it's a bit of like a windbreak in the woods to my right. Oh, it's really windy. Come on, Mo. But people, they're thumbing their way through these kiddies' books, and I'm thinking to myself, it's a kiddies' book? What are you looking at? The CDs attracted a lot of attention, and I sold maybe, I don't know, 30-odd CDs, I think. I was gobsmacked how many people were looking at them. Sunburned. I was talking about being sunburned. So, yeah, I was sitting with the sun was at our back, and as it came round, caught my knees and then went up my thighs. Forearms are burnt, face is burnt. But it's all right. All's good. All's good. All's good in the hood. So, it was our first time. We were just dipping our toe in the water, really. I wasn't being very proactive as a seller. The guy to our left, God, what a motor mouth. He's just one of these people who's always in your face, you know? God, it wasn't even a hard sell, it was just annoying. He was just being annoying. Bloody pain in the backside. Always moving, always very animated when he was speaking to anybody. Very annoying. The lady to the right had her two sons with her. The youngest son seemed to control the operation by sitting on the roof of their Honda CRV through the sunroof, dangling his legs within. They had a lot of toys. A lot of toys. And she would always ask her younger son what to sell an item for. And invariably, they were selling them for too much. He would always advise to sell it, for too much. It's a car boot sale, you can't sell that 10-year-old item for, I don't know, about 2/3 of what it was originally. But I think they made just over 100 quid by the sounds of things. He had £93 on him, and the mother said, oh, well, I've got a fiver on me and change. And then she was trying to sell everything at the end for 15 quid. And there must have been five or six board games still in the boxes. Virtually brand new. Loads and loads of toys. And a fella came up and said, how much is this? 3 quid. And he kind of looked at her as though to say, but you're selling everything for 15 quid. I don't want everything. So I would like to think this would be 50 pence. So no, I don't want it. But that was just it. We'd labelled the prices on all of ours. And I think what that does is it's a bit more of a positive message, because a lot of people don't want to ask the price. I was constantly looking over to that woman to my right. The guy to my left just made up prices willy-nilly. There was a toilet seat. A toilet seat. He told one person was originally 20 quid and he was standing for 8. They turned their nose up. The next person came along. Oh, it was originally 24, but I'm selling it for 9. I'm like, what? He did sell quite a lot of stuff, though. I couldn't see exactly what he said. I don't want to say rubbish, because car boot sale is just people's crap, isn't it, generally? But it was very interesting. It was, and I didn't look round, I just stayed put. Sarah and the girls looked around the first half of it, and they were gone for just, windy. They were gone for just shy of an hour. So, and if you think they would have missed out all of the things that are not really interesting, because Sarah wouldn't have looked at everything, she would have just scanned some stalls. She asked me if I wanted to look, I wasn't interested, to be honest. I was quite happy just sitting doing nothing, tending. We would have droves of people at one point. It was very... I tried a couple of little tactics at one point. I made the kids go around and kind of straighten up the books and that. And whilst they were doing that, I would say something to them as if they were a customer. And it, both times that I did this, it attracted people. And there was a couple of times that we were quite easily the busiest stall, with maybe 15, 20 people stood around us on the whole of the row, easily. So, it was an experience. And I suppose when you've got seasoned professionals like young Mac McColgan there, and his dear lady wife Mary, who are, oh god, you could write books on car booting, I bet, Mac. But you know, I was really surprised that some of the things didn't sell, like kiddies clothes, and very popular toys, you know. Oof. Sounds a bit beastie, doesn't it? Very, very popular toys that we were selling for. Oh, pence. Pence. Pence, really. But I was also surprised that, we did sell some things that I thought, oh god, wouldn't even bother giving the time of day to look at that item. So it was a mixed bag. It was a funny thing. And I didn't give anything the sell at all. You know, I always said good morning, because I always think it's a bit ignorant, just as a, you know, when I've been at car boot sales, that the seller just either ignores you or just looks at you. Or, so I always said hello, good morning, whatever, and engaged a bit. If there's any assistance that I can give you, please ask. But car boot sales, you know, it's 9 times out of 10, it's very old stuff, isn't it? And it's cheap. It's cheap for a reason, so it attracts a certain clientele, and we definitely saw that today. And not saying anything negative about that. I'm just saying it attracted a certain clientele. So we're going to go back next week. Molly, we're going to go back next week, dig a few more things out. A few other, we were selling a few jackets. It was very presumptuous, and maybe too presumptuous of us to be selling a barber quilted coat. I don't know whether Sarah bought it or I bought it for her, but it's a size too big. We ummed and awed at the material time, and then the time to send it back lapsed, so we were stuck with it. But an item that we would have thought could have sold very easily, twice I've had it on eBay, and it didn't sell, so we can sell it. We can sell it locally. It will sell. There's a clientele in this neck of the woods for, in a barber barber kit. It's a size 12, it's brand new with tags. If you're interested, barber blue quilted coat. The design inside is, on the inside of the collar and the inside of the cuffs is, it's like a very light beige with, I can't remember the pattern, whether it's like, in, you know, like small roses or paisley or something like that. It's not paisley, but it's got a pattern on the inside. It's nice. It's just a size too big for Sarah, that's all. Otherwise, she would have kept it, of course. So, any sensible offers, point them my way. And a waterproof jacket that, you know, I'm selling for like not even 10%, or, you know, yeah, not even 10% of what I bought it for didn't sell. I was gobsmacked, you know. Somebody bought Harry's old, I say old, I think he must have worn it maybe three times, snowsuit, but it's a posh one, I'll tell you. Or was, we've sold it. I think he couldn't have worn it more than, definitely couldn't have worn more than five times. And that went virtually straight away again. So I was, you know, so the fact that it was a hot day had nothing to do with it. Some rain dungarees for a child. I was really surprised that they didn't sell for a pound when it cost us significantly more than that. But there you go. Anyway, I'm not going to go on about each item. It was just a mixed bag. I'm quite surprised that stuff didn't sell, and the stuff that did sell, I was surprised that it went. A tent with a bent pole. The chap that bought it says, well, I'll have a shot straighten it out, and if it's not, it's a handful of quid not wasted. Come on, Mull. Molly. So, there we go. There we go. So, we'll be back next week. Tomorrow, ladies and gents, I'll be making my way northbound to Hexham in Northumberland. With children numbers 2 and 3. To go and spend a few days up there. Back on Friday. Back down here on Friday. And so we'll go and see some things up in Hexham. Meet the parents. My dad sent me a very strange message. He said, words to, when you come up on this year's visit, can you bring your camera? And I thought, what do you mean this year's visit, you cheeky thing? Nothing's stopping him driving down here. He's been to our house once since we've lived here. Once in 4 years. Never mind. Anyway, I'm going. Because how long are we in? Don't know. 27 minutes. Wow. Okay. Ciao for now. Thanks for listening.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word.